This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There's some breaking news out of the NFL world. The Buffalo Bills have finally caved. And what I mean by that is you have Adam Schefter reporting that a deal has been reached. Two-time Pro Bowl running back James Cook and the Buffalo Bills agreed to an agreement, contract extension per his agents. So he is going to not only continue to play in training camp, but now he's going to get paid. James Cook is signing a four-year, $48 million extension that includes $30 million guaranteed. The Buffalo Bills, of course, after the contract is signed and sealed, we are extremely thankful for the entire Bills organization. We're glad we can make that happen.
That's why he was back yesterday. And as you said during the break, you're like, wait till that thing's dry. What if you blow a knee in practice and they rip up that contract? That's why I was against him being there until the thing is signed, sealed, and delivered, Dusty, because if he did get hurt yesterday, that thing was getting put back in a drawer and nobody would ever talk about that contract again.
Right. So, yeah, $30 million guaranteed for James Cook. Well-deserved. I mean, I believe led the league in rushing touchdowns last year. Two-time Pro Bowler did his thing. Buffalo has nipped their distractions in the bud, and now they can continue to champ at the bit to go at the Chiefs for one more year. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the Chiefs for one more year, and
ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
So our Fesco and Dusty poll question on the Fan 965, which we do every Wednesday, is pretty simple but kind of pulls at your heartstrings. 105 people have voted, and we asked, who would you rather see come back for one more year? Salvador Perez with the Royals, Travis Kelce for the Kansas City Chiefs. 105 votes. Salvador Perez leads 50.5 to 49.5.
Wow. I'd like to know the reasoning and how people are voting on that one. Is it because Salvi does have one more year technically left with that club option that should be picked up yesterday? Or is it because... I don't know why. You think Travis has hit the end of the road, or like that's an interesting split right there. I'm surprised. It's an even split. It really, but that shows you how hard of a poll question it really. Because I don't know how I would. I told you I would vote for Salvi just because he's got the team option, but that doesn't mean that's the right way to vote. You know,
right? So you can go over there, Fan 965. You can vote for that poll question of who would you rather see come back for one more year, Salvador Perez or Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would say to piggyback off of your take, I think Salvador Perez would also gain more legs because we're seeing that Salvador Perez ain't quite done.
Right.
Whereas we could watch Travis Kelce this year, and let's say in the first, three games, he has 295 yards, three touchdowns. You're like, he might have another year.
Right. Yeah, he might.
Then we could revisit this poll question again after week four in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
One thing we are going to revisit is thankful to our friends at Chiefs Receipts on X, Dan Orlovsky.
Right.
He does this every year. he builds his perfect quarterback.
And I really do like this exercise.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's his, right?
Right.
It's his baby. Yep. It's like kind of like something he started, I think. And then, you know, now that he's done his stuff with ESPN, it's gotten a bigger platform. So he ranks him from arm strength to ball placement to mechanics to decision-making, pocket presence, rushing ability, and second reaction.
And they all go to Patrick Mahomes?
None of them.
No.
They all go to Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and Josh Allen.
It's unbelievable. Isn't it unbelievable? Not one of those goes to Patrick Mahomes when you're building the perfect quarterback. Yet, in my opinion, and yes, I am biased and I don't really give a rip anymore, when I build the perfect quarterback, it is Patrick Mahomes. And I know Mac watched the documentary, started the ESPN doc yesterday about the Chiefs. The Kingdom. I've watched the first two episodes.
I know that I'm hard
of this
so
thing,
good.
And it really is like if you don't watch episode two and have full blown tears, like,
seriously,
I was sobbing.
I was bawling
yesterday, like legitimately sobbing yesterday.
It really was, man.
Really?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Tears were streaming.
Oh yeah, because episode two is all about Andy.
Okay.
And it is, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. I even, you know,
it's texted, incredible, man.
I even texted friend of the show, Tammy Reed's intermediary yesterday. I said, please tell Tammy I'm crying. And Tammy's like, that's awesome. You know, like,
yeah.
like the emotion.
Seriously.
Holy crap. Like, that's all I got to say.
I know.
I mean,
I wish I could talk about it more.
I know, but we will so on good. Friday.
Will. Yes.
Friday,
yes.
We will. And that will, we don't want to give it away.
Of course
right?
not.
And that's not fair. We got a sneak peek. We're very fortunate. We're going to have the director of the show on a little bit later on today. So we got a sneak peek to look at it. And you know, I've watched the first two episodes of this thing, and I don't think it's fair to give it away. I don't want to take that joy that I've had from this episode mm-hmm. and this show so far and take that away from Chiefs fans. So I'm not going to discuss it till Friday when everybody's had an opportunity to watch it. But I will say, in episode two, if you aren't crying like a 2-year-old on, I don't know, man, like, cause, and it was real tears. It wasn't like, like I was like, oh, I had to stop the damn video, walk away. That's how emotional I got. And so seeing that again just continues to remind me how unbelievable Patrick Mahomes really is as a quarterback. And when everybody tries to dissect and have these hot takes about the quarterback, you notice how the winning is not one of these QB traits that Dan Orlovsky had. And
yeah.
Dan's a great dude, came on with us at the Super Bowl. I think you and I got a much different opinion of Dan Orlovsky. And,
no, he's
and,
a great guy.
Great guy.
Yeah.
But he's still wrong.
He's very wrong.
And I know, in all of this.
And I know the text is going to say, well, he does this so people can talk
right.
about it. Well, yeah, for sure. But I mean, it's... He goes off of it and gives his like reasonings. You can check out the article if you want. But arm strength goes to Josh Allen. I'm not mad about that.
That's fine.
I mean,
yeah.
That's cool. I mean, that's like a pissing contest in my opinion.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Like, cool. All right. That's fine. Like, I'm not going to lose my mind over that. Ball placement, Joe Burrow. Okay. Like, you know, Peyton Manning didn't throw the prettiest ball, but, you know, still got the job done. Mechanics, Joe Burrow. I think Joe Burrow is the... what we still get lost in like the traditional quarterback, like the sit back, the high hands, the mm-hmm. shoulder movement, the, you know, the, all that sort of stuff. So whatever.
He's not top 10 in the mechanics.
No.
Not
but I mean, I think that, but when you look at Joe Burrow and you think of what quarterbacks used to be
like, yeah, he's
you
your Boomer Esiason type guy.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like he gives you a lot of what Tom Brady looked like in the pocket. Am I correct? Like not really mobile.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like very 3-step drop back, high hand, turn shoulder.
He's
look.
Fundamental.
Right. Burrow's fundamental. A great 1980s quarterback that's getting ready to get lit up by Lawrence Taylor and Derek Thomas.
But where I don't agree is decision making. That's got to go Patrick Mahomes. And when I think of decision making, I throw the stat in with Patrick Mahomes, which is the most improvisational, successful quarterback in football. Now, some of that is merited because his line would collapse, but knowing that your line is going to collapse and knowing that you have to roll left or right and find one of two reads and hit that more often than not, I believe Patrick Mahomes is better than anyone in the game at that.
Mm-hmm.
Pocket presence, maybe the same. How do you know when you're... How many times did we see when Mahomes didn't trust his line, he knew it was going to collapse and had to get out?
Gone.
We just knew. Like he knows it's going to collapse. And sometimes it was, you know... maybe PTSD of it collapsing so often where you're like, Pat, you could have sat back there for a little bit. And
right.
maybe that's what knocks him down a bit. I don't know. Rushing ability, Lamar Jackson, have it. Second reaction ability, Lamar Jackson.
Maybe he knows how to pull the ball down and run, but Patrick Mahomes knows how to do that as well. Like,
but like, where's field presence? Where's vision? Where's winning?
Winning is the only one that I need, and he didn't put that up there.
Where's like gut check moments? Because like to me, these are all valid points to grade a quarterback. But in the NFL, the way the game is played, you are also judged on, you know, big game situation, short yard situation, Getting the job done, clock management, all that sort of stuff, field vision. How many times we watch Patrick Mahomes and he's running down the sideline and you're like, how does he know exactly where the line of scrimmage is every single time?
Because he's played the game in his mind 1,000 times and he knows what's going to happen, man. Like, it's, you just can't explain Patrick Mahomes to a lot of people who aren't watching it every day. Because you're right, how does he do that every single time? One of the highlights they showed the other day was that run against San Francisco that had people bent last year, you know, where he kind of, you know, slowed down at the sideline Everybody stopped and he continued on, and like somehow that's Patrick Mahomes. Where's like intuition? Where's like,
he's baiting them, they can't hit him.
Right, yeah. Oh, he's baiting them. No, he's playing the game. He stopped, he paused. If that was a running back, we would go, oh my God, look at the field vision by that guy. He let his blocker set up for him. What a great run. Patrick Mahomes does it, and we want him penalized for it. And I'm sure there will be a new rule next year in the NFL that says quarterbacks can't deke you on the sidelines anymore. No, we can't put that rule in place. Be better at what you do, you know?
Yeah, there should be more categories here. I know we got to go. I just want to say I really resent the mechanics thing. I really resent that. The top, not being in the top 10 at all for that is ridiculous. If that's what being a fundamentally sound mechanical quarterback is and he's not in the top 10, then that does not matter. Does not matter. Like it doesn't. That's like saying, that's like rating a mechanics or a fundamentals of a three-point shooter and saying, yeah, Ray Allen, not in the top 10. Okay, cool. Then fundamentals don't matter for three-point shooting because that's the third best three-point shooter of all time.
Yeah, but the whole mechanics thing, it's so arbitrary. Like the whole list is arbitrary, right?
Yes.
And a good mechanical quarterback.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
May not be the best winning quarterback, may not be able to improvise. You know, they always say flexible people don't get bent out of shape, right? Okay, you got a good quarterback with great mechanics. What happens when the situation isn't perfect?
Well, the 913 can take the rest of the week off. So when you put all those pieces together, does it just show a picture of Mahomes? Have a day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.